You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From Washington to Hollywood and right back to Wisconsin, it's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. Connecting the dots on the stories shaping our world with smart takes, sharp humor, and plenty of personality.
You know, I really expected more professional behavior from you.
It's news and culture without the noise.
Yeah, I'm on!
Here's Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach.
Dude!
Welcome to Nightlight. You go!
It's Casual Friday. I was a little too casual. I didn't feel the need to have my camera on, Greg. And you panicked, and I apologize for that.
But I also feel like people listening on the radio are like, what do I care if your camera's on or not?
I was way too relaxed. Welcome to Nightlight, folks. I hope you're relaxed. I hope you're having a great Friday. Wherever you're joining us from around the state where we broadcast, it is great to have you. You made it through another week. We made it through another week. And I think we're all doing just wonderfully here. I am Pete Schwabe, looking down the state, Greg. Is that what we decided? I'm looking down the state at you, down the shoreline?
Yeah, you're looking down at me, basically. It's what we decided. You're looking, you in Merry Christmas Land, USA, yeah. Marinette, Wisconsin, looking down here in lowly Radio Park in Racine, I guess. That's how it's working.
We're on the same body of water. I find that it's kind true. Of... I don't want to say intimate. That's weird, but like we're sort of on the same wavelength. And Dom is Lake Michigan adjacent in Madison there. So we're all here though. That's what's important, and we're here together on this Friday night. Happy Friday, guys. How are we doing?
Good save. I'm doing quite well. It's Friday. I'm excited. I've got a weekend of nothing that I have to do, but there's stuff I want to get done. So for me, I'm very like projects.
Your Brewers are in first place.
Our Brewers are undefeated right now.
Correct.
Wow. First place. Can someone just mail us the World Series ring? Like, we'll just take it right now. Thank you very much, everybody. And if anyone's like, how can you talk like that? I'm a Brewers fan. Trust me, I'm kidding. So, but yeah, I'm excited. It was a good game yesterday. I do not let my head get too big on those kinds of victories. It's great to win on opening day. I love that. But it's not something where I'm like, well, that's it. Everyone it's else, over. Just turn it in. Just put all the Brewers on the All-Star. No, it's 161 games left, and we will have ourselves a good season, I believe, with Pat Murphy, two-time Coach of the Year, at the helm.
I love Pat Murphy. I love Pat Murphy, who just passed away a few months ago, but even before that, Pat Murphy is a great interview. Mike Clemens loves talking about him. He was on the show last night. He's just got a great approach. He reminds me a little bit of Phil Jackson, how he used to coach the Bulls with his zen and his, he would always say something to get people thinking and just kind of have fun. But Pat Murphy's a little more playful and just really likable.
What's funny is that the likability and all that aw shucks, very, however you want to describe it, angers other sports fans so much because they think he's just being fake. I'm like, nope, that's him.
That's him, yeah.
You have a problem with joy, but that's not my problem. So Pat Murphy's our guy, and I love him. I think he's great. And so, yep, go brew crew. Go, that's my crew.
And Dom, on the other hand, your team is, well, defeated, as is mine. And but it's a long season. We got a long way to go. There's no reason to panic yet. You're not jumping ship yet, are you?
Not yet. I want to see how tonight's game goes, though. You know, that's the big, this is going to be the true test. You know, I know if we lose, it's 0-2, but, you know, that's pretty big. You know, I'm, for a White Sox fan, I get too sad about that. I can't.
I mean, for a White Sox fan, you should be used to it.
Wow. You're right.
Look at the bright side, Dom. You're only 0-1.
That's true.
And you're not a Rockies fan.
True.
So, yeah, so there you go. All right.
I watched almost an entire basketball game yesterday. I watched Illinois and Houston. Honest to God, like I always, at this point in my life, I come in for like the last 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And if it's right there or if it's close, I'll watch it. But I was just lazy last night and it turned out to be a great game. And with the Badgers out of the tournament, I'm kind of going for, I think, Illinois or Iowa State are my teams. You two, Dom?
Because you're Illinois, right? Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. There you go. There is something to be said about watching sports when you have no dog in the race whatsoever. That's one of my favorite things to do is go to baseball at other parks. Like I went to a game at Angel Stadium in Pasadena or Anaheim. It was the Angels versus the A's. It was a third place team versus a fourth place team. And I was like, I don't care who wins. I'm just going to have fun and watch baseball. And it's amazing. I love going to baseball games when I don't care about either team.
It's less stressful, right?
No, I mean, exactly. And you wear Brewers gear and you're just like, yeah, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Right. Do something.
I totally relate to that. I had a moment. My college roommate and I were big professional Chicago sports fans, and we would lock ourselves in our dorm room and watch the Bears. And one time they lost a close game, and I picked up a chair, and I'm like ready to throw it. I look at the TV, and here's my team hugging the other team and laughing with them. They played the game, and I'm a spaz moron who's taking it that seriously. And it really changed my outlook. I still get invested, but I'm totally with you. I love watching a game where you really don't have a horse in the race. It's more
That's
fun.
Why it's really hard for me to dislike teams. Like I get frustrated about certain teams, and it's usually around like the fact that they just, you know, like the Dodgers have a huge payroll, and it's very hard to compete against things like that. It's not impossible, just difficult. But then when I watch these games and I see these guys like rounding second base and they get to second base and then they're laughing with the guy who's the second base, I'm like, why am I getting upset? Those two are buddies. Like, it's a game and I'm not playing at all. Shouldn't matter one bit. So, I get what you're saying. I have to take moments where I have to say, take a breath. It's fine. So
they're going to Long John Silver's after the game. What am I getting? It's Friday, guys. This is a blast. Hey, we have a new segment we're rolling out today, which is kind of exciting. In the first hour, we'll be doing it at 5:35, called Binge or Cringe. And Greg, let's take this time to invite people to play along. Mm-hmm. We'll tell them we're going to each talk about a show that we're binging or is binge-worthy, and then one that is cringe-worthy or that we find cringe. So share your shows with us. That's at 5:35. And we'll tell you kind of what we're watching and maybe what you should avoid, but let's have a discussion and open this up to Nightlight listeners.
Absolutely. And not only that, we have a great show for everyone this evening. In the 6 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking, where'd the name go? It was right. I'm looking at the wrong rundown, everybody. Jennifer Nowicki. Jennifer Nowicki is our guest. She is the owner of Cultivate Taste Tea and is a certified tea specialist through the Specialty Tea Institute. She'll be joining us to talk about tea and how we should bring it more into our life. So that's going to be in the second hour. Not to mention, we'll be talking about our question of the night, which we'll get to in a moment. A whole bunch of other things, as well as the nightcap to round things off. But it's going to be a really fun show.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited, too.
Should we do the question? What do you
Let's
think?
Do the question.
What are we doing here? Let's get to it, Dom.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Your casual Friday question of the night, folks, is in honor of Quentin Tarantino's birthday. What is your favorite Quentin Tarantino movie? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the stream if you're watching the radio on YouTube, Facebook, or X Twitter. Drop us a stream comment and let us know what your favorite Quentin Tarantino movie is. He's got 9 movies he's directed and a couple he's written. They're all on the table. Be part of the show and join us. And you can also text us on the app. That's a great way to do it, and you need that. And why do people need the app, Greg?
Because it's time to get out the keyword for our final day of the break into spring text to win multi-state contest. Here's what's going to happen, folks. If you know this, that's fine. You're going to be along for the ride. We're going to be giving you a keyword in a moment, but you have to text it in via the Civic Media app. So download that app right now. Find your favorite station, WAUK, and you will text in this keyword for a chance to win $200 and a grand prize drawing for a mattress set from Verlo. But you have to have the app in order to participate. So open up that app. Here comes the keyword. Love those dramatic timpanis. The word is splash. S-P-L-A-S-H. The keyword for the 5 o'clock hour is splash, as in, I know that Tom Hanks won an Oscar for Forrest Gump, but my favorite film of his is Splash. S-P-L-A-S-H is the word to text in. Spelling counts. Capitalization does not. And then you will be entered into a contest for $200 for today. And then the grand prize drawing for a Verlo mattress set And today is the last day of the contest, so make sure you get those last entries. You get 5 o'clock hour. We'll give you one more at 7 o'clock, and then we will be done. So text in the word splash, S-P-L-A-S-H, via the Civic Media app, and good luck.
And when you get a confirmation text back, click on that link.
Yes.
Because you have extra chances to win if you sign up for the Civic Media newsletter. And, you know,
you'll
it helps.
You'll get one chance. That's it. I say that because for the longest time, a year ago, I was saying, oh, yeah, you get all these chances. And they're like, no, you don't. I'm like, uh-oh.
But you get, it like helps your chances or something.
Well, you get one extra entry period during the entire contest. So.
Yeah, okay.
But it's still, that's one more entry. So there you go.
Helps a chance.
Stomach.
There you go. There you go. There you go. There you go.
That's a fun show, folks. Good luck with the contest. Mm-hmm. Answer the question of the night. Be part of the show. As always, you know, you can always chime in on anything we're talking about here tonight.
Yep.
And it is going to be fun. We've got a few casual Friday stories to get to, guys. What do you say? Yeah,
time for casual Friday, baby.
Let's do it.
All right.
The first big story.
Big news coming from your favorite guy in the world there, Pete. Your favorite dude.
We're opening with the boss. I love it.
Yes, yeah, of course we are.
Thank you. Thanks for throwing that bone my way. Yes, Bruce Springsteen starts his Land of Hope and Dreams tour next week. And he says, and I'm warning everybody, I have friends on both sides of the aisle. He says, it's going to be political. And he is not backing down. He said, we're going to go out there. We're going to defend America. And we're going to do this right. He said, the E Street Band was built for tough times. And these are tough times. And here's what I'll say. Yes, Springsteen is political now. I feel like he didn't start that, though. He has been singing about the same stuff from the Stone Pony Club when he was 19. The working man, people struggling, what's going on in the streets. That's been his message from day one. And I think all of a sudden, people had an issue with that. And I know he's saying Born in the USA, people missed the meaning of that. It was kind of a tongue-in-cheek song about America and Vietnam. And people still played it at their fireworks celebrations, but it was kind of a protest song. So he's always been that guy. So when people get in their 50s or 60s or whatever and say, oh, he used to be good. He's never changed.
Nope.
He really has not. He has been that guy. And if you can't put politics aside and enjoy some great music, I feel bad for people that can't do that. I do that. I have lots of actors I like that I know are Republicans or right wing or whatever. I don't care. I want to be entertained.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just funny to me that there are folks out there who fit the exact description of what Bruce Springsteen does in his, the characters he sings about are the people we know in our lives, blue collar, working class folks. And the songs he is writing to uphold those individuals, to shine a light on everything that's great about that. Those same people are like, no, stop it. Don't do that. That's bad. It's like, dude, he's singing for you directly.
Correct. Like,
he cares about you right now. Why are you plumping for the billionaire over there when this almost billionaire likes you more?
He's singing about the struggle that we all have. That's what I don't understand. And he covers some Guthrie tunes, and he sings with Fogerty, who also sang some anti-war songs and stuff like that. But to say that, oh, he's political, he's against the troops, is nonsense. So it just drives me crazy.
That's baloney pants, I will tell you that much. But I think you're right. He was never overtly political. He just sang what he sang, and it had a message in there. I feel like people made him have to become political. Like, he had to say something finally, and they forced him into this. And they shouldn't be shocked that he's like, no, I believe in the working class, blue collar. That's what I sing about. But I'm sure it'll be an amazing 42-hour show a night.
And he's one of the few billionaires who can still sing about that. Because he's officially a billionaire, I understand, singing about the working man. All right, we've got a couple more stories we're going to discuss here. Welcome to Casual Friday, folks. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach. We are coming right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach. We are joining you this Friday night and happy to have you aboard. Fun show tonight, folks. We've got Owner of Cultivate Taste Tea, Jennifer Nowicki, coming up in the second hour. That's going to be fun. At 5:35 after the news, we'll do Binge or Cringe, a new segment we encourage you to be part of. Share a show you're binging or one that you are cringe watching, whatever you so desire. Our keyword for our multi-state break in a spring text to win contest this hour is Splash, S-P-L-A-S-H, Splash. So text that in only on the app. And good luck. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite Quentin Tarantino movie? But we were in the middle of our three big stories, so let's get back to that, Greg.
The second big story.
So I'm, you know, Pete and I are in the world of comedy. We've been there for a long time, and one of the most, I would say probably the most prestigious honor of all comedians is the Mark Twain Humor Prize that's bestowed upon one lucky comedian every year from the Kennedy Center. And even though last week they vehemently denied, actually, quote, forcefully denied about this, Bill Maher will be winning this year's Mark Twain Prize, which makes me very unhappy because I do not think that he should be getting this prize, period.
Here's the thing. When he launched Politically Incorrect on ABC, mm-hmm. or maybe it was Comedy Central, I can't remember, it was the early 90s, kind of thought it was a good show, and he wasn't afraid to say what he thought. Yeah. And then he kind of became more liberal, and now he's swinging back and trying to appeal to both sides of the aisle, which is fine if that's what you do, as long as you're not grifting. I think he's kind of grifting. I think he's trying to remain relevant. And here's why I have an issue with this award, Greg. I don't think he is not the humor guy. He's like 70-something now. If he was mm-hmm. going to win this, it should have been 30 years ago. This seems like a lame attempt. And I don't think he should have won it then either. There's funnier people. He's fine. He can be funny and tell jokes and all that stuff. But I just feel like this administration can't get it right. It's like now he's getting it now. And Carolyn Leavitt went out there and said he's not getting it. And then she had to go out and kind of eat crow. Like it's just a mess. And I feel like this is almost by default.
Yeah, I just think it's one of these people who they say, well, he sort of seems to like the president. They hung out and had dinner, so give it to him. And yeah, he's spoken, you know, whatever. I just don't, I think he is sanctimonious. I think he's self-serving. I think he is arrogant, smug. I don't think he's very funny. I think he thinks his opinion is right no matter what and everyone else is wrong. And as far as the age thing goes, I mean, like, you know, Steve Martin has won it and Conan won it a couple of years ago, or was it last year or the year before? But that was one of the best ceremonies ever. That's on Netflix. Watch that prize ceremony on Netflix. But I just think that this is like the correspondence dinner they're going to have this year. Trump is going and they're going to have like a magician. Like, it's just the thing of like packing it with people who support or like, or even give the whiff of liking. And to me, Bill Maher is nothing more than I don't know if I'd call him a grifter, but I would definitely call him trying to ride the right coattails. I don't know what he's getting out of it other than just remaining relevant, but I don't see him like pushing his own line of pillows or fragrances. But I just think this is a bad move because I don't think he should get it. I don't think he's funny. And I think he's proven over and over again that he is anti-Muslim. He is just not right for this award. So boo the Kennedy Center.
Yeah, and I misspoke. I don't mean that his age should have disqualified him. I meant he's not as funny now as he was 30 years ago. Yeah. Why is he winning now? I guess was my non-articulate point I was trying to make. But yeah, and he gets it's old hat too. Like when he talks about, you know, he doesn't want to be married. He is borderline creepy with the girls he dates. It's a little weird. And you know, and I just think like, and he hates kids. It's like he's kind of one note. You kind of know where he's coming from all the time. But whatever. His show is good. He designed a good show. It's not as funny as it used to be, but whatever. This might be. All right, Dom, if you please. Greg, you thought sharks were scary before? Well, try a shark on caffeine or cocaine or painkillers, because that's what's happening, my friend, in the Bahamas.
Oh, this is not happening in Florida? Oh, my gosh. Is Florida upset about this? I feel like they're like encroaching on Florida's brand right now.
Right. This is from News Nation. Sharks in the Bahamas have tested positive for cocaine, caffeine, and painkillers, showing the impact of marine pollution. Well, I assumed it was from pollution and it wasn't like the land shark coming out of the ocean to buy some coke. But they've analyzed blood samples from 85 sharks. 28 of them had drugs of some kind in their system. How do you like that?
This reminds me of Cocaine Bear, the movie Cocaine Bear.
Right. Oh, great. Exactly. I didn't want that. Great. We got a sequel. Nobody asked for Cocaine Shark. Or what was it? Was it Painkiller Shark or Pill Shark? Sharks
Tylenol
on pills.
Shark.
Tyler.
It's all the sharks with bad backs. They're looking for those handouts.
Oh, my God. I mean, it really just says that, you know, we're all going through hard times. Even the marine life is. They need to kick back and forget about things, too. And look, man, I ain't gonna hate on some sharks for partying a little. Things are tough.
Times are tough.
You're misunderstood for so many years, and you're not as... I mean, yes, they can hurt you, but they're not as vicious as you think. And frankly, I feel like dolphins have been getting a free ride for way too long. That's a nasty creature right there. Nasty.
The dolphin.
Dolphins are maniacs.
Aggressive. Mm-hmm.
Aggressive. I can't even say on the air some of the things they do. It's just insane. But sharks...
Did I miss something?
I'm here for you, buddies.
Oh, wow. But, yeah, we you know, our shark brothers and sisters should be able to partake. Dolphins, I know, are one of the only other mammals that have sex for pleasure. That's the only thing. I never knew dolphins were.
Sometimes. You know what?
This dolphin hatred you guys have.
I don't have dolphin hatred. I'm just saying that they are an incredibly aggressive animal.
Oh.
Just putting it out there.
Wouldn't want to be near.
All right.
Flipper. That's fine with me. Okay. We are coming right back after news, sports, and weather, folks, for our first edition of Binge or Cringe. This hour's keyword is splash for our multi-state text to win contest, break into spring text to win contest. Text that in on the app. Good luck. And we will be right back with Binge or Cringe. This is Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network. Okay. Welcome back. We're going to slow things down now, folks. It's an interesting choice, Dom. I like that. Hey, this is Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight. Greg Bach is here. He is on the other side of the state from me. We're working the show. We're helming the show from opposite sides of the water and the state. And I find that admirable, Greg. I think it takes a special kind of duo to do such things.
It takes a dynamic duo to do such a thing.
I like that.
Thank you
very
much.
Could not agree more.
There you go.
We have a fun show tonight, folks. We're going to be talking about tea in the second hour with Jennifer Nowicki, the owner of Cultivate Taste Tea. She's coming up at 6:20. Right now, we are doing something kind of different, kind of cool. It's Casual Friday here at Nightlight, and we decided to do sort of a fun segment called Binge or Cringe. Mm-hmm. And this is where the three of us, Greg, Domley, and myself, are going to talk about a show we are binge-watching or have binge-watched, and one we've cringe-watched or given up on or we just think is terrible. And we encourage all of you to share whatever you might be watching as well, whether you're binging, cringing, whatever. You can text it in, call us. However, just be part of the fun, and I think this is exciting, guys. Anytime you start a new segment, there's always hope.
There's always hope. Yes, yeah. Indeed.
So indeed. Who wants to go first? Should we start with Domley?
Ooh.
Oh boy!
I mean, of course.
Do we have? Do we have music?
We have an intro. We have an intro.
There
we
go.
Let's do it.
Oh well, let's start with that.
Let's do that.
Okay.
How much fun did you have doing that, Dom?
Very fun. It was awesome. I loved it.
Oh, wait. That was you?
The more you know.
My God, you are a master of voices. Whoa. I had no idea. My goodness.
All right. Regular Rich Little.
Yes. So I get to go first? You guys appointed me? Okay.
If you like.
You appointed.
All right. So something, a binge-worthy show.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go Fallout. I love Fallout. The reason is because it's just so amazing. There's no reason for it. I played the video game, so I just, I got attached to it very quickly. That's my binge-worthy show.
Nice.
Now, my cringe-worthy show, I will admit, it's everyone's watched it, I'm sure. It's The Office. I do not like that. I think it's a cringeworthy show.
Talking about the U.S. version?
Yes, the U.S. version.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And I've watched it once, and I just said, not again. It's just not my cup of tea. I don't know. It just isn't.
How much of The Office have you watched?
every season.
You cringe watched the whole thing.
I did. And this was a long time ago. And I just
a lot of cringing.
It's too much cringing.
I mean, I don't know how you feel about The Office, Greg. My history with The Office is I watched the British one. It was one of the best shows I've ever seen. 12 episodes, I think. And then they wrapped it up with the Christmas special.
Mm-hmm.
I was reluctant to watch the American version because I just thought they're going to Americanize it. It's going to go on too many episodes. Well, I was wrong. I admit a total mea culpa. I started watching it probably 2 years after it was on. And I think they actually kind of did a better job because the season was so long and they managed to make it funny for 5 solid years, and then at times it was funny after that. I think it's a great show.
It was funny for 5 years. It's an 8-season show.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I think most shows have trouble staying either relevant or funny after 5 seasons. That's just my opinion.
I don't disagree with that. I think that American sitcoms, the ones, I would say in the traditional vein of that 22 to 24 episode season, it is tough to nail that for a prolonged amount of time. And I personally feel like a lot of comedy should just ditch out at 5 seasons or at least allow yourself. Like my big problem with a lot of shows is that when you watch a show, like when you do something like that, when you watch all the episodes in a row and you know, okay, I'm coming up on season 7 and season 8's the last season, you kind of want to feel like there's going to be a good dismount. And sometimes it just doesn't happen. And my biggest example of that is going to be The Big Bang Theory. Like, I love The Big Bang Theory. I've watched that. But that last season, for knowing it was going to be the last season with so many episodes, it feels like it wraps up in my head like so disjointedly, where it just doesn't feel like everyone gets as good a send-off as Sheldon does. But that's just my opinion. But yeah, I mean, I'm fine with The Office. I don't ever turn it on. I watched it through Michael leaving, and then I was like, I think I'm good. I'm a Parks and Rec guy. I love Parks and Rec. Yes. I'd much rather watch Parks and Rec. And I feel like that's kind of, it's sort of the new, like, are you a Beatles fan or a Rolling Stones fan? Do you like The Office or Parks and Rec? And I prefer Parks and Rec, but I get that. In The Office, it's good, it's fine, but it's, you know,
nothing crazy.
I mean, to me, it's Steve Carell and Ed Helms, and I came around on Dwight Schrute. Yeah, it really won me over.
Yeah.
So those are good, Dom. Well done, buddy.
Thank you. Have you guys watched Fallout though?
I've seen two episodes.
Two episodes.
It was cool.
I have not yet. I want to watch it, but I have not watched it yet. I also feel like that's going to be a TV show where when I start watching it, it's going to be like, I'll watch an episode or two, and then later that night, I finished the first season.
It's a binge-worthy show, let me tell you.
I've done that. Did you play the video game, Greg?
No, I don't play video games. I'm just very...
Yeah, I don't either.
I'm a dork. I feel like it's weird. I live in a day and age now where I feel like a dork for saying I don't play video games. Where back in the day when I was a kid, if you were a video game player, you were a dork. Now it's like, oh, you're a dork who doesn't play video games, weirdo.
The nerd sides have switched completely.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Yes. We are in the middle of Binge or Cringe here, a new segment we're trying out here at Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabe. Greg Bach is on the other side of the state or downside of the state, and Dom is in Madison. Greg, you want to go?
Yeah, sure. So a show that I binged, I mean, I think I watched it like in one sitting, if not one, definitely two for sure. But I watched a show called Ludwig, which is on BritBox. It's a murder mystery comedy drama cop show starring David Mitchell of Mitchell and Webb. And he plays a gentleman named John Taylor, who is basically his whole life is making puzzles and crossword puzzles for like newspapers and what. Like, he's very famous for doing that job. He does crossword puzzles and other kinds of things like that. And he has an identical twin brother who is a cop, and he has disappeared. And the brother who makes puzzles decides to impersonate him to find out what happened to his brother. So, and like all British shows, it's 6 episodes. So as soon as you're done, you're like, where can I have more?
I know.
Currently sits with a 97% Rotten Tomato score. And I think it's fantastic. And I just hope we get a couple more series before it's done, because that's how it works with British shows. Either they're on for one series and then 3 years later, a second series, or it's on for 48 years and it never ends. So
right.
But this is a really good show. I really, really enjoyed. And I would say one that I don't know if I'd say cringe watched. I mean, I liked it, but people didn't. But the Marvel show Ironheart, which was filmed a few years ago, but it finally came out last year. And I really enjoyed it. It's about a young girl who goes to MIT. And she basically, it's like this, you know, the spirit of Tony Stark is in her system. She wants to help society, and she's brilliant like he is. And it's, you know, it just wasn't well liked. But I watched it and I said, this is really fun. I really, really like this story. I hope we get more, but we probably won't. But yeah, those are my binge. If I'm going to throw like a real cringeworthy one, I'm not going to say a show that I'm watching. I'm just going to out my sister. She watches that show Love Is Blind on Netflix. And I watched 30 minutes of it, and I just got up and said, nobody on this show deserves happiness. And I walked out.
Guilty. I watched that show. So
pretty cool.
Oh, it's
really?
So bad.
Who's in that?
It's a reality show. So no one.
Oh, God. Okay. I'm not a reality guy, I admit that.
Neither am I. I don't like reality shows. I don't enjoy competition shows, except for like the first portion of The Voice back in the day. But like those shows where they basically just have to be the worst versions of themselves.
Right.
So they can get attention and win, or whatever the winning is. I don't know. But I'm like, this is terrible. I don't like this at all. So that would be the only one if I'm watching a show and I'm enjoying, I'm trying to think of one that I didn't enjoy that maybe is cringe, but at the top of my head, it's not coming up with anything.
The problem is like when you don't enjoy it, you typically stop watching it, but
yes,
there are, and that's cringe too, but also you can watch for a little longer. Nan in Brookfield on the text line in the 262 says, hi, Pete and Greg, I would binge the Pitt and cringe love story about JFK Jr. and Carolyn Bessette. Nan from Brookfield, have a great weekend. Thank you, Nan. You have a great weekend as well, and thanks for playing.
I've heard nothing but amazing things about The Pitt, but it's also one of those shows where you have to prepare yourself.
Yes.
Because it's so just heavy and emotional. So Jack from Merrimack is on the phone right now. Jack,
good evening
to you. What show do you find binge-worthy right now?
Well, I don't do streaming. I haven't since my son left home for college, so that's been a while. But the bottom line is I get series that I think are interesting on DVDs. I got the first three seasons of the Foundation series, and it knocked my socks off as a sci-fi fan. World building and the special effects, the acting, I mean, it's amazing if you're, especially if you're a sci-fi fan. But that's my recommendation for binge worthy. They're talking about as many as 80 episodes. I watched the first 30 in 3 days.
Oh. Wow. That's impressive. That is impressive, Jack.
Pretty well done.
you could go pro in regards to TV watching. That's fantastic.
Wow. Holy cow.
That
Man.
Is awesome. Thanks so much. Do you have a cringe one, Jack?
No, I do not. Like I say, I don't do any of the streaming services, so I don't have anything that I've seen enough that's cringeworthy. I just get the DVDs of the ones that I think are interesting.
I watched
the Jesse Stone series also with who's the guy that played Maggie?
Tom Selleck?
Tom Selleck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought it was quite good, but no cringeworthy ones that I can think of.
You can stay positive. That's awesome. Thank you, Jack, for the call.
And we're about to go to break, so Pete, I think you should hold on to yours.
Okay.
And we can talk about it on the other side, but we're seeing some text come in. AJ from Madison said, would switch from Seinfeld and 30 Rock, but now I don't have 30 Rock mornings and nights. Okay.
What does that mean?
I don't know what that means. I will say this. I watch Seinfeld, and it's whatever. I don't really,
You're just whatever on Seinfeld?
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. It's good. I mean, I understand its cultural impact. I understand why people love it. But for me personally, I'm like, okay, I get it. And that's, I'm good.
All right.
Yeah. That's all
I go back and forth because I watch TV shows when I go to sleep. I go back and forth between Seinfeld, Cheers, sometimes Friends. I like to keep it light. And I'm a big time Seinfeld fan, but I can't binge watch the half hours anymore, but I typically do the dramas. But I'll tell you what I'm binge watching and cringe watched after this break, folks. We are coming right back. This is Binge or Cringe. This is also Casual Friday on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach. And you've got the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. Always fun to be played in by the Bodines. Love it. A fine Wisconsin band. All right, so this is Pete Schwabba. Greg Bach is downstate. That's a good one, Greg. You just live downstate. I live upstate. Is it, we could keep it simple like that, right?
You live upstairs. I live downstairs.
Yeah.
And
we are your
and Dom host lives down the street.
For Nightlight tonight, Dom is in Madison holding down the fort, working the board. We are in the middle, folks, of a new segment we're trying called Binge or Cringe, and we've enjoyed your texts and your calls. Please, we'll talk about this for a few more minutes. You can weigh in if you're binge-watching something or if you find something cringe that you want to share. You'd be doing us all a favor, so feel free to share any of that with us. All right, so I guess I'm up. My binge show, and I've got so many, but the one I'm going to go with now is Slow Horses. I don't know. Have you guys seen Slow Horses?
I watched the first season, and then I started watching the second season, and I just sort of faded off.
Okay.
It just did not hold me. Again, another show everyone loves, and I understand why they love it. I'm not saying it's bad, but for me, I was just like, I think I'm good.
Wow. Yeah, I've heard of it, too.
I get that.
Yeah. Yep. 97% on Rotten Tomato, too.
Say that again, Dom?
97% on Rotten Tomato. Yeah. That's really good.
I think they've won awards for the show. Like, I know I'm in the minority here on that opinion. Like, I don't even say I didn't like it. It's just I feel like I maybe watched too much at once, and I need to come back a little later.
Oh, that could be. I love it. I love Gary Oldman. I love the guy who plays Jack Lau. That might be his actual actor name, but it's a great show. They are disgraced section of MI6 and they get all the crap cases, but Gary Oldman's a genius. He always ends up solving the cases. And you're right, Dom, a 97% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's really good.
And a really funny thing they did was Stephen Colbert interviewed Gary Oldman because his character is kind of a pig. He's got holes in his socks. He farts all the time. He's drinking. And they put fart sounds in all of his other movies that were serious.
Oh,
and
yes.
Gary Oldman, I've never seen a guy laugh like that. I love the guy. He's got a sense of humor about himself. It was great, but really liked the show and binged, like, I think it was season 4 or 5 recently, and it was like, I just wanted it to keep going. Really, it's one you can really jam through the episodes. And it's a British show. You might want to put on the subtitles, but it's a really good show. My cringe show, I'm almost more excited to talk about. I'm sure you guys haven't seen this, but maybe you've heard of it. All's Fair, the Kim Kardashian juggernaut legal drama,
where
she heads up a firm of divorce lawyers, all other beautiful women, an LA law firm where they're not afraid to show cleavage in the courtroom. And her name on the show is Allura. Like, there's nothing clever about this, but she knows her audience. That's who's watching the show. It came out, it got a 5% on Rotten Tomatoes, like historically bad. Some of the reviews said worst TV show of the year or ever, labeling it a dumpster fire. Critics blasted the Ryan Murphy legal drama as a brain dead, existentially terrible, unforgivably dull. I mean, it's a bad show. I watched 40 minutes of it. It's absolutely awful.
Well, and that's the thing, too, is like Ryan Murphy doesn't need to do everything.
Right.
Like, he is always making TV shows. And by the way, congratulations to All's Fair. You've made it up to a whopping 6% on Rotten Tomatoes. But like, listen to this cast. Sarah Paulson, Glenn Close, Niecy Nash, Naomi Watts, Tiana Taylor are all on that program as well. And somehow it is just the day after it premiered, the screed on social media was just like, who's getting fired tonight? Who is getting fired because of this show? Because people just hated it.
Like reading those social media reviews gave me hope. I was like, okay, these are social media people who I oftentimes kind of disparage, but like they were right on point. This is a bad show. It got renewed almost immediately, though, because audiences, it was like,
are you serious?
Yes, because her crowd watches it and they think she's a genius. So what are you supposed to do, right? Like, The numbers speak. It's a bad show, though. All's fair. Check it out if you really want to cringe, folks. If you want to binge, though, I recommend Slow Horses. Gordy on the text line in the 608 says, I got turned on to Homeland in February. Finished 8 seasons in 6
Dang!
Weeks. Fellow couch potato. Awesome, Gordy. Love it. Love watching some color TV where you can't walk away. It's outstanding. And I binged Homeland, too, with Claire Danes.
Yeah.
Pretty good show. Mandy Patinkin. He says, OMG, the writers were effing amazing. Certainly had a love-hate relationship with Claire Danes' portrayal of a CIA agent. I think that's what they were going for. So, yeah, I get it.
I watched that show up until the point where what's his face like took off, and then when I was like, all right, well, I'll come back for next season. Then I never came back. It was fine. I mean, like, again, it was fine. It was very, yeah. It was you know, and I love Mandy Patinkin. He is just fantastic. Like, and yeah, you know, the whole cast was wonderful, but I can't believe All's Fair got a second season. That just, there's no truth. There's no justice. Right. I can, oh, disgusting. Disgusting. Oh, before we get out of here really quick, folks, just a reminder, text to win contest keyword is Splash, S-P-L-A-S-H, for the break into spring text to win multi-state contest. You have a few more minutes before it closes out for this hour, and then you have another opportunity at the 7 o'clock hour, and then it's done, folks. So make sure you get that Civic Media app. Text in the word Splash, S-P-L-A-S-H, for your chance to win $200 and possibly a mattress set from Verlo.
Absolutely. Good luck, everybody. And I want to say Sydney Politics on the streamline says, Happy New Year, fellas.
Happy New Year.
Sydney Politic.
Thank you very much.
Politics is never too late. And he says, on the topic of burgers, Muya has the best burger. Muya is outstanding.
Oh, but this is from last night. Yeah, this is from last night.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, we're talking. Fair enough. Muya. Where is that?
Well, there's two in Madison. There's one down the street on State Street. Then there's one near
Middleton.
Sun Prairie.
One in Middleton, too. Oh. Yeah. So
where?
Okay. One in Middleton.
Oh, it's dynamite. All right. Great stuff. All right, should we get out of here and get to some
Let's
news?
Get out of here for right now. Let's come back, though. We'll come back.
We'll come back. Question of the night, your favorite Tarantino film. Text us, call us, folks. Let us know. We'll read your text after the news. And best of luck on the contest, everybody. We put another one to bed here. Splash, you got a few seconds. S-P-L-A-S-H. Text it in, and we are coming right back for Act 2 of this casual Friday version of A Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.